USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president continuing his busy day in New York, joining many other world leaders. Earlier in the day,
President Trump touched on several issues in his remarks to the General Assembly, defending his trade war with China and also defending his efforts to restart negotiations with North Korea's leader. But some of his strongest remarks were made in the direction of Iran's government.
Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. The regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons. We must never allow this to happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is meeting with top Democrats to discuss possible impeachment proceedings against President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. Stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is denying he did anything wrong when he was on the phone with Ukraine's president. Kellyanne Conway reminds us on Fox News.
The same people who invented the Russian hoax and wasted tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money and all of our time for about 2 years to come up with absolutely nothing. They tried with Michael Cohen, they tried with John Dean, they tried with Bob Mueller himself, the Mueller report. They couldn't even take hundreds of pages of Mueller report and find anything to indict or impeach the president, and now they're inventing this.
And the president in a tweet has just announced that he will be releasing the transcripts of that phone call that was had between him and the Ukrainian leader. That transcript will be released on Wednesday. The FCC plans to challenge a court ruling striking down its effort to loosen media ownership rules. The court says the FCC did not adequately consider the effect its rules change would have on ownership of broadcast media owned by women and minorities. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Representative Tulsi Gabbard became the 12th Democratic presidential candidate to qualify for the party's October primary debate on Tuesday after a new poll showed her with 2% support in New Hampshire. On Monday, the DNC announced to make the cut for the fifth debate in November. Candidates have to get support from at least 165,000 donors and scored 3% or higher in four qualifying polls, or at least 5% in two approved polls in early state polls. Gabbard shares with Fox News how she's doing regarding those requirements.
We have far surpassed the grassroots donor requirement weeks ago, the previous requirement as well as this new one that's been announced. It's the polling requirements that have really been kind of arbitrary about which polls the DNC recognizes as credible, which ones they don't. This is the problem, not just for me and my campaign, but really the problem is for voters who are seeing a lack of transparency, therefore a lack of trust in the process, and are questioning, is this really working for us? Or is the DNC just trying to be these gatekeepers in Washington dictating to voters in the early states, especially like Iowa and New Hampshire, who they are allowed to choose from to be our Democratic nominee? That's the problem.
And finally, Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day. It's the seventh year for the event, which is dedicated to the American democracy and aims to ensure every eligible voter is registered to make their voices heard at the polls. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.